Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Get here. that's music from the one and only, the legendary Miss Aaliyah Adams. She'll be here shortly. She's running a little late, but she'll be here shortly. So I just spoke with her. Miss Adams will be a little late, but she'll be here. Shout out to everybody for listening. I have to apologize for the situation regarding Blog Talk Radio again with the issues regarding the time. Show sort of start at 2 o'clock, but the situation happened. So I Miss Aaliyah, bear with me, and she came on at 3:30. She'll be here shortly, so you guys bear with me. Miss Adams will be here. I'm going to jump to some more music, and I'll be right back. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in.
Why do people smile when no one's smiling? It's 'cause they're thinking of someone they're loving. Keep on believing we are meant to be, and nothing's stopping you and me from going to heaven. Sweetest love, I got the sweetest love. There ain't nothing sweeter. I got the sweetest love, and I can beat it. There ain't nothing sweeter. Now I'm a climber, spouting's just my ladder. It gets better every second we're together. Ooh, baby, it feels so right. A new beginning starts tonight. The reason for wedding song is because of you and me, and sweet as love. Finally, I can't believe it's you and me. You're my sweetest love. I got the sweetest love. There ain't nothing sweeter. I got the sweetest.
Rock Radio.
Hi, Tim. You're on with Aaliyah.
Aaliyah?
Yes.
Hello? How you doing?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. If it's okay, I'm just going to give you a round of applause. Can you hold on a second?
Uh-huh.
Ms. Adams, well, I'm honored to have you on the show, and thanks for taking time out to come on the show. We're all honored to have you here. If I could jump up to some questions here, who are some of your musical influences?
Well, I think some of my most important influences were Roberta Flack, Donny Hathaway, Aretha Franklin, Barbra Streisand. I loved voices. People who could also express themselves beautifully by taking the lyrics and making them just jump out at you and straight to the heart. And so those people impressed me in that way.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the music industry today from when you first started out?
Well, it's been very interesting because they say the pendulum always swings. So you start out with, you know, the voices being very important, and then you'll go through an era where the image is more important than the voices. And if you understand what I'm talking about on that, is that it's more important that, you know, somebody looks good and sings a little And so I'm very happy that we're back at the point where we're at a place where the voices, I mean, like really good, just walk over and start singing kind of voices are taking center stage again. I'm really happy about that. I think that the music is fun. I like hearing all different kinds of voices, so they don't, you know, they don't all have to be, you know, really giant voices. I love Josh. It's Groen, yeah. His voice, like that is so mature and can be understood as classically trained, but I also like other voices that are not necessarily that, you know, that's a lot more unique. So I love the Beyoncés. That's fun, and the girl can sing.
Okay.
I like a lot of different kinds of voices. I love India Ari. I love some of the other voices that may not be in the limelight exactly like that. I like Letticy, and she's out of this world. I think we have a little bit of everything out there. I think that whatever it is that a person is looking for, they could find it.
Right. What do you think about Obama being, you know, the first black president and now active president as we speak?
Personally, I was excited about it. I was so excited that I went to the inauguration. I was invited to perform at one of the parties during that week, and I turned it down because I didn't want to go to a party. I just wanted to be present on the day that he was placed into office and sworn into office, and that was so exciting. Coming down on the train and walking on the mall, it was all so exciting. So I'm very happy that I lived to see such a very important day.
Do you have a favorite place that you've performed?
A favorite place that I've performed?
Mm-hmm.
I've got lots of favorite places where I've performed. Lots and lots of. I try to make every place I perform my favorite place. Because I'd rather judge it by the experience that I've had rather than the physical structure. But I do enjoy going to Holland and performing there, and they've been so good to me over the years. I love performing in New York. I love performing in San Francisco. I love performing in Boston and all over the world. I had a great time in Brazil. I always have a great time in Denmark or in Germany or in London or, you know, you name it. Just all over the States, I have a great time. So as long as I can find an audience where they're enjoying what I have to offer, then, of course, it's my favorite place.
Who's your support system?
My support system? Who is or how is it?
Who is your support system?
Well, I have a wonderful support system. It starts with God. It starts there. And my belief in God. I am a Christian, and I live a very spiritual life in a lot of ways. I believe in a balance of body, mind, and spirit, and I have a wonderful relationship with my husband, John Kishan, who is also my drummer.
Okay.
I'm very much supported by my family. My father and stepmother are lovely, and they're my biggest fans, and
okay.
all my siblings, and I have a host of friends. Well, I have a few close friends who bring me so much joy and don't ask anything of me except that I love them. And I think that that's important.
Right. I mean, I know you from the song Get Here. And you, that's, I know so many people have recorded that song, but you made the song an international hit. All over the world, people know that song. And, if they don't know you from anything, they know Only the Adams from Get Here. You made that song a hit, and, you know, it's still a hit. It's still a success to this day. When you recorded that song, I forgot the actual year, but did you actually know that it was going to come to be such an international hit?
Well, I can't say that I knew that, but I knew that if I was going to be successful, if any song on my album, Circle of One, was going to be successful in 1990, then I figured that that would be the one. I didn't really know for sure that anything that I did would necessarily be an international hit, because the style of music that I was singing, you know, it's a grown-up's music. It wasn't disco, it wasn't dance music, and you just hope that someone could understand, you know, what I was doing. So I just did it. I basically did it for myself and for Roland Orzabal, who was my producer, and for my family, and said, you know, what will be. I'm going to remain true to myself, and I enjoy this song. I hope they'll like it, and I'm so thankful that they did.
Mm-hmm. You said you were a group called Tears of Fears.
Yes, I was discovered by Tears for Fears.
Is the relationship? Are you still keep in touch? Are you guys still sing together? How is that going?
Well, it's been about 3 or 4 years since I saw them the last time. Once they came through town, and I was in the audience, and they pulled me up to do an encore with them of Woman in Chains, and that's still one of my all-time favorite songs. What a beautiful song. What an incredible recording, and it was just such a joy working with them. It was a great experience. And I'm forever thankful to them for helping me to get my first record deal. And then, of course, a few years ago, I worked with them. I was going to work with them. I saw them in Las Vegas at the Andre Agassi Foundation, Children's Foundation charity event that he has every year. And it was great seeing them on that occasion. They look wonderful. They still have some good music going on. They're still recording. Roland's still an incredible writer. Kirk is still, Kurt Smith is still doing his thing. And I'm very happy for them.
Did you release an album this year? I think it's West. I can't get the actual title out. Did you release
I have a new album that came out April 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Let's Stay Here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a an album of 10 cuts, and I wrote 8 out of the 10 songs. And I had a wonderful time putting that together. It took me a little longer than I expected. I used to pride myself with being able to do a record in about 8 to 10 weeks, and this one took over a year, so that part was difficult, and that's because, of course, I still work at the same time. I'm still traveling around and doing concerts, so you have to do it when you can.
What do you have any other upcoming shows?
Oh, yeah. Next week we'll be in New York at B.B. King's. We have two shows on Saturday night, and next month we'll be in Cincinnati. And everybody can check my website for the shows that we're doing. And it's in order to promote, well, besides the fact that I usually do these shows every year. We just finished 4 nights in Seattle, 5 nights in San Francisco, 2 nights in Boston, and on and on and on. We travel all the time. That's how I make my living, and I'm happy to finally get this record out, which is really exciting for me. And the first cut from the album is Feeling Good, which is one that I did not write. Everybody knows the song from Nina Simone, but I put my little thing on it. It's got a different style, and they'll probably recognize the beginning of it from my having done a national commercial a couple of years ago for Buick, a national commercial for the introduction of the Enclave, a beautiful car, and I was really, I felt really honored to be able to sing for that commercial. And the idea came, the company said, well, are you going to put that song on your album? But the commercial was done in a sort of a big band style, and I didn't really want to do a big band style, so I changed the style after I finally decided to do an arrangement of it and put it on the album. And it was produced by Paul Peterson, who is one of my bass players. And then, of course, the other song that I did not write is one that is, it's a Billie Holiday song called Don't Explain. And it was produced by Billy Peterson, Paul's brother. And they're out of Minneapolis and a very, very talented group of people. But this song, it's just gorgeous. I love the song anyway. I love Billie Holiday. So we're just finding new contemporary ways to sort of infuse the jazz, the rhythm and blues, all those different genres into one, a melting pot. And then the other eight songs I wrote, not just for myself, but also for friends or about certain events that have happened in our lives within the last few years, like a song called Another Day, which I wrote the day after the Virginia Tech shooting. Everyone being so stunned by something like that happening, and I needed to express the fact that that was obviously a symptom of a greater problem that is happening all over America. I mean, for that to happen at Columbine, or for people to be so outraged that they would go into churches and start shooting people, or going into, drive-thrus, fast food places and shooting. There's something going on that we have to pay attention to, and we need to do something about that very quickly. So so for different reasons do I write, but the Let's Stay Here, the title track, is a love song that I wrote for my husband John, and it is about finding that place, when you go on, finally take time off and you go on a vacation and you realize you've been under so much stress, and when that stress disappears, you don't ever want to go back home. You just want to sit in one spot. You're just like, can we just stay here, and so the trick of the matter is to find that place at home or wherever you are, and to try to get yourself in that kind of state of mind every single day where you're surrounded, as you said, that support group, that person, that very special somebody who that you can feel like, oh, man, as long as you're here, I'm cool. Let's just stay here in this state of mind of calm and peace and balance.
Right. How do you feel about fame and success, and how do you feel, how does it feel to be Olita Adams?
I made sure that when I got my break, because it happened after so many years of working in this business and a lot of disappointments, but I was working. I've never done anything else except sing for a living. I was very balanced and stayed that way. My feet were on the ground, so that whenever something good happened, I always said, well, Lord, this is nice. I may not last for long, but this feels very nice right now. So I'll just keep my feet on the ground. And I won't, buy into it too much, because success is fleeting. The kind of success where you are at the top of everybody's list. But the idea is to find longevity in a quality version of what you do, and that's what I feel that I've found. So I am very successful. I think that success is about continuing. It's about continuance. It's about continuing striving to do what you do and enjoying where you are at that moment and always trying to be better at what you do and to find, to explore new ideas and to, you know, and not never give up. That's success.
Jasmine Guy was on the show earlier, and she told me that she danced off of one of your songs before, and she told me to give you a great hello.
Oh, how nice! I'm so honored.
Yeah.
I think she's a very talented young lady.
Yes, she is. Ms. Adams, what advice would you give to up-and-coming singers that are trying to get into this business?
I think first they have to love what they do. Just love. If you want to sing for people, then sing for people. Love that part of it. Don't be in it for the money, because you're going to be very disappointed. You may get that, but then you'll start doing things for the wrong reason and sell yourself short, but because you love to do it and please the people, no matter how many. Sing as hard for one or two as you do for 1 or 2,000 or million. And to be very confident about what you do, but not arrogant. To be grateful and thankful for all the good that happens. And to continue to try to be the best at what you do in terms of the quality. To learn all you can about your craft. And to do your craft without hurting yourself, so that you're not, you know, so you don't end up losing the gift.
Mm-hmm.
Never to lose the joy and never to lose the reason why you originally got into this as a career.
Nice. Ms. Adams, I was honored to have you on the show. I thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for taking time out and... please come back on the show, but I need two favors here before you leave. Hold on a second. Ladies and gentlemen, you can purchase Ms. Adams' album on the station site. Let's Stay Here. It sounds like a great album. Purchase it on the website. You can also purchase it at iTunes, which is her contract to us. Please purchase a copy of her album, Let's Stay Here, on the website. Ms. Adams, do you have any shout-outs or acknowledgments?
Oh, wow. I'm going to shout out right now to everybody in the New York area, because we're going to be there next Saturday, the 23rd, doing two shows. And a shout out to all of my fans all across America. And if this is heard in Europe as well, and Asia and South America, and to all of the fans around the world.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ms. Allen, before you leave, I want you to introduce one of your all-time hits, Get Here. And once again, thank you for coming on the show. Don't be a stranger. Please feel free to come back anytime you see fit.
Thank you very much. And now I hope that you'll enjoy a song that brings so much warmth and pleasure to so many people around the world, and I'm so honored to be able to share it with you. Get Here.
All right. Take care, Ms. Adams.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, Alita.
Thank you, Jamie.
No problem. Sorry.
You can reach me by railway. You can reach me by trailway. You can reach me on an airplane. You can reach me with your mind. You can reach me by caravan, cross the desert like an errand man. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. You can reach me by sailboat, climb a train, swing rope to rope, take a sled and slide down slow into these arms of mine. You can jump on a speedy coast, cross the border in a blaze.
Shout out to the wonderful, the multi-talented, legendary Miss Olivia Adams, just left the building. Shout out to her. I'm going to read the latest entertainment news. Jennifer Hudson talks about her situation happened down in Chicago, and then this issue of Essence Magazine issue, I think of a copy of that. Jay-Z and Ciara set to tour this summer. Danny Glover is getting down. Getting ready to do a new movie. Make sure you look up for that. BET Awards nomination were announced. Snoop Dogg, one of his members.
Sun follows rain, strength follows pain. Oh, we will find.
Sun follows rain, strength follows pain. I'm felt nothing in the world like this before. Now I'm missing you and I'm wishing you would come back through my door. Ooh, why did you have to go? You could have let me know. So now I'm all alone. Girl, you could have stayed, but you wouldn't give me a chance. With you not around, it's a little bit more than I can stand. And all my tears, they keep running down my face. Why did you turn away? So why does your pride make you run and hide? Are you that afraid of me? But I know it's a lie, what you keep inside. This is not how you want it to be. So baby, I will wait for you, 'cause I don't know what else I can do. If it takes the rest of my life, baby, I will wait for you. If you think I'm fine, it just ain't true. I really need you in my life. No matter what I have to do, I'll wait for you. It's been a long time since you called me. Did you forget about me? You gotta be feeling crazy. Can you walk away? Everything stays the same. I just can't do it, baby. What will it take to make you come back? Girl, I told you what it is, and it just ain't like that. No, why can't you look at me? You're still in love with me. Don't leave me crying, baby. Why can't we just start over again? Get it back to the way it was. I can love you right, but you're telling me it won't be enough. So baby, I will wait for you, 'cause I don't know what else I can do. Don't tell me I ran out of time. If it takes the rest of my life, baby, I will wait for you. If you think I'm fine, it just the rest of my life.